There's a difference between corporeality and spirituality. In corporeality, the force precedes the act. As it is written, before they call, I will answer. Arranged according to the end of correction, where nothing is done before they have the strength to do it. In spirituality, however, where it is still not arranged according to the end of correction, but by the order of scrutinies, the work must begin before the attainment of the strength, as it is written, that fulfill his word. Shamati.
האם אתה במגע כל פעם שמגיע גל תפוס אותו בידיים או לאהוב זה קל לא צריך להיות לבד בוא קרוב למגע נשלב ידיים חושך זה חוסר קשר בינינו אור זה להרגיש את כולם דאגה זה איך נצא מעצמנו מעולם בודד אל עולם נעלם ריק זה להיות מלא בעצמך תפילה זה לבקש עם לב שבור לבד לא ניתן לעשות תנועה להיות בחברים זה להיות סגור ואם אתה במעגל כל פעם שמגיע גל תפוס אותו בידיים או לאום זה קל לא צריך להיות לבד בוא קרוב למעגל לשלב ידיים פחד זה קור שמקביא את הלב יופי זה רגש בלי מילים קשר זה חום שממיס כאב חבר הוא גשר על מי צוערים עושר זה שכולם מאושרים עצב זה להשאיר מאחור שקר הוא המון שישתף הגלים אמת היא קשר שאפשר לשמור אם אתה במעגל כל פעם שמגיע גל תפוס אותו בידיים או לאהוב זה קל לא צריך להיות לבד בוא קרוב למעגל נשלב ידיים
חבר'ה אתם עכשיו
לאהוב זה קל חוסר קשר בינינו אור זה להרגיש את כולם דאגה זה איך נצא מעצמנו מעולם בודד העולם נעלם
ישיבת חברים זה שלכם
Gathering of the friends is yours If you scrutinize how to reach Arvut there is no topic that is more important for the Yeshivat Chavarim This is the goal for each and every gathering of friends. The gathering of friends is yours. You have to scrutinize how to reach Arvut, and there is no topic that is more important for the Yeshivat Chavarim. This is, in fact, the goal of each and every gathering of friends. Rav Lightman, dear friends, we have the opportunity to scrutinize how we're going to reach Arvut. Let's circle up to groups of five.
Chinese.
נעבור לקליפ של רב, לאחר מכן אנחנו נברר את נושא הערבות.
Moving on to a clip with Rav, then following that we'll scrutinize the ערבות.
First of all, you need to reach a state that you are yearning with all your might for ערבות. That in the correct connection, according to your extent, the possible extent that you can in ערבות, you discover the next degree, the higher spiritual degree. Very simple. You've connected in the correct connection, in the circle. Just as you, I don't know, you build a radio receiver. A few resistors, a few capacitors, a few coils, you twist them around a bit, and suddenly you start hearing in a little speaker, you hear something buzzing. You reach revelation that what was in the air now is revealed in your system. You've reached the first degree of Arvut, which is a connected system working, and you can grasp some kind of inspiration in it, something appears in there that you didn't feel before, and it's revealed now. That is what you need to do. Now, the next stage, after you attain that, how can you make the system even better? More and more and more. To add all kinds of things. That you can listen to a lot of things, you can rotate the capacitor, you can receive all kinds of stations you didn't even know it was in the air. Now you're discovering, and afterwards you've completely implemented everything. You've realized the whole system in an audio level. Now you're thinking, maybe there's another ability, because except for ears, we have eyes. Maybe also in our eyes we can discover something that's happening around us. And you already build a TV system. Also, it's waves. There's nothing special there. More parts that are in more complex connections between them that can receive waves that are more delicate, higher frequencies, and suddenly you see you've reached the degree of Bina. Now you reach the degree of Chokhmah. Now you can see. Please, everything's here before you, but it's all connected to Arvut. That's it, to the correct connection between all the parts. And each one of us is a particle in there.
Why is it important for us to scrutinize between us the Arvut? Why is it important to scrutinize between us the Arvut?
The last few days, we feel that Arvut isn't a theoretical term anymore. Rav is just putting it just really close to us. Just a small effort from us, and it will become practical, tangible, something we can feel, something we can do.
And this is something that we need to treat constantly, to deal with constantly. That there'll be importance in the group constantly of revelation of Arvut between us.
Arvut is the law of connection between all parts of reality, and all the still vegetative and animate is led in that connection naturally. And on the degree of Adam, we're the only group in the world. And in all of reality, we're starting to attain that law in our senses. So thank you to our teachers and the group that are bringing us to it.
Because Aravut is the only thing that's constant, and the foundation, our foundation, always the images, they change. And eventually the only thing that enables us to go time after time is the Aravut that we create.
Because Aravut, we have to scrutinize it, because Aravut is like the source of life. If not for Aravut, everything falls into dust, to particles that aren't connected, and everybody just suffers and is in his own little box. And even if he doesn't suffer, even if he enjoys little things, so that's nothing. After life, he has nothing left of it. And Aravut is what gives us a base. It what makes us a true living body.
For our lives, we live in this will to receive, which is like this gravitation that pulls us down. And Rav tells us about a different force that can lift us all up in the air above our will to receive. So let's go for it.
That this force can build a model of the correct connection. A model of the corrected group where the Creator is revealed.
Yep. This is the law of life. Not long ago, we learned that changing of substances is the form of life. And then we have this the same thing with cells here, and we're now finding this between one another, finding this force, the light of the Creator, and we're also receiving through it, and then life begins to flow through the system.
Avut is the method. It's there's everything in it. Because if you want to implement Avut, you must need everything. You need the Creator. You have to annul and release one another from self-concern. Everybody can be just devoted to society. It's the volume of the Aravut rises. And then you even more, you're less in yourself and more in the others. Until it disconnects you from yourself.
And it's important not to forget that Aravut is the only way to reach the state of giving contentment to the Creator. Because while we don't have Aravut, we have no approach to it, and that's the goal. Not to enjoy ourselves and to connect, to build this good life. To give contentment to the Creator. And without Aravut, we won't be able to, because no one can do it alone, that's for sure. But only with a connection through Aravut.
Next question. Let's build together the image of that friend that is ready for Aravut. Let's describe, how does he behave, how does he speak, where does he work from, where does he get the forces from, as many details as we can. Let's build together the image of the friend that is ready for Aravut. Let's describe how he behaves, how he speaks, where he works from, where he gets the forces from, as many details as we can.
This friend is, first of all, Ben Baruch, the son of Baruch, in the world Kli, participates in the lesson, as Rav mentioned many, many times. And another characteristic is that he's not looking to receive Aravut, but he's giving Aravut, and the friends will continue.
I think that we were blessed with so many friends that you can take a live example from them. in our group, in Israel, the world kli, everywhere you see friends that are doing it. They're giving ovut. Because we feel that they're working. They're just organizing their life according to the importance of the goal. And they're working in endless devotion and just searching for an opportunity to give greatness and uplifting and giving an example with everything. And we too can always enter that state. We have to look for it. We have to search for it. Because in society there always is this atmosphere and those friends that supply it.
Arvut is a state where I prefer the well-being of the friend to my own well-being. Everything I do in life other than my own necessities, everything else I give to the society. That's all I engage with, the spirituality of the friend's advancement, and that's the only thing I act towards.
Again, the stage of Arvut is concealed. It's inner work that a person does. It's hard to truly see if a person is in Arvut or not. Because the inner effort is hard to measure. Because the level of annulment a person has to do to reach the Arvut. And maybe it's not so important to know, because we're this general time in history where everybody needs to reach Arvut, and not only a few people in a small group. So it's important to measure the general state of the world instead of one or two friends.
Yep, it's such a friend is a friend that gives an example. But every time, every moment, he's looking for opportunities to annul towards the friends, to give greatness of the goal, to lower himself, and to search only for the greatness in the friends.
Yeah, everything was said. The annulment of friends. A friend that annuls himself, you feel that he's working above his own reason. He's overcoming it. And we saw it in our last action of dissemination, how I felt the greatness of the friends. In each and every action, I saw how hard it is for the friend, but he's still doing the action. I just felt every friend and every action, how he truly overcomes and really above reason he does it and does it with love and happiness, and he scrutinizes it and performs the action. That's a friend who can go with you into battle and reach Arvut.
The friend through which I actually feel the Creator. His friend is confident, and he constantly sees salvation in each and every friend. In every friend, he sees every friend as an opportunity, as an escape. As like this door through which you can exit. You can exit prison, exit myself. So this is truly the salvation we have, our friends.
I connected to what Avigdor said about the ways. So this reset happens because nine friends are thinking of that one friend standing before me right now. His force comes from that there's nine friends holding him right now. And every one of us sitting on this table, because nine friends have signed for him. That's where our whole game begins, to understand that each one is sitting here because there's nine other friends that have signed for him, that decided that without him, nobody goes in to the center of the group.
A friend that's in the state of Arvut is a friend that's being privileged to build a kli with a light that reforms.
Each one is clothed in that friend that is prepared for the Arvut. Each friend is clothed in that friend that is prepared for the Arvut. From that state, we answer the next question. What is the correct response that I should do when I see friends not performing the Arvut? So from that place, from that ultimate friend, I answer this question. What should be the correct response when I see friends that are not keeping the laws of the Arvut?
Whatever is depicted in our senses, in our sensations, it should awaken in us the order of prayer. Right, Avi? The order of prayer. So we need to thank the Creator for revealing to me, the observer, or whatever we call it. He is now showing me corruptions in the group. So we need to be grateful for that. And from this point onwards, we keep the law of Arvut, of mutual guarantee. That's his desire. And we force him to act. Besides that, on the external level, I have no answer.
I also don't have an answer. We've heard things under this subject that seem, on our degree, as resisting. This whole weekend was one script, and in the end of the morning lesson, in 1 minute, we got a 180 degrees of a different script, and between those two polar sides, we have to think of the friends. So I don't have an answer how to behave in such a state. I don't know yet.
I think that a friend that's working from that Arvut, he doesn't see friends breaking the law of Arvut. He sees everyone in this state. And I think the friend who works from the Arvut is a friend. He is definitely that same friend that Rav speaks of. He's that same friend that breaks the Arvut. He has no confidence in anything. He's in constant awe for harming the group, for harming the society, the Arvut, and that awe gives him the ability to continue with that Arvut.
There's no doubt that the friends that are obstructing the Arvut. So first of all, we have to show those friends what Arvut is. Because if we show them what the Arvut is, you can't stand against it. It's the direct weapon working against the will to receive, conquering it and destroying it. So if each one feels the Arvut, he will surrender and annul. That's how it's prepared for us. So friends that are obstructing the Arvut, if there's people who don't want to reach Arvut, which it's not what's interesting them, so it's not relevant. But any other person on the path with us, we have to show him the Arvut, and that'll conquer him.
In truth, friends who break the Arvut, they're the force of the Creator. They are the Creator, and the created being is the one that can keep the Arvut. That's what it means to be the created being. That's a person on the way to unity in recognition. So you really can't blame anyone just to make the efforts to pave this path of the created beings together in Aravut, and then it will be easier for each one to enter the Aravut.
The friend violating the Aravut is me. When I see that the dearest people for Rav, his students, when I see flaws in them, in what Rav is investing his life in, I see flaws in that, I see deficiencies, and I behave like a mother to her son. She doesn't let go of his hand wherever he is. So I'm not allowed to let go of the hand of any friend. I am the one that right now is violating the Arvut. When I see the state in my eyes and my heart.
There are states where you need to cut the rope for a friend, but I'm no expert in that. I only know that I need to give a revut to the friends.
And to continue that, it turns out, I don't know if to say us, but at least I feel, I'm like a child, a baby, I don't really understand. They're demanding him to do something. But we do need in society to make Rav greater in our eyes. He sees the broader picture and annul towards that. Even if it means to throw me out of here for the purpose of creation, that should happen too. And also take that with love. And we have to do what we can. What we don't know and don't understand, we have the great ones that we have to turn to about it. And listen to them and do it.
I think so too. It needs to be the decision of the 10 or a social team, not of any individual. Nothing impulsive. It should be a group decision.
I think that if I see a friend, that it seems to me that he's not in Arvut, so the problem's with me. Or he who flaws does it in his own flaws, so I see my own flaws, and that I wasn't in Arvut, and he's not in the Arvut because I wasn't in Arvut. Whichever way I put it, it's probably my fault.
Yep, we need to see it like Rav described it. Two opposites in a single subject. Both in my eyes, and we have to, on the one hand, throw him out of the group. He's drilling a hole on the ship, but also that I need to strengthen him and give him all the concern. And so it's difficult for us to juggle this. So on the one hand, we need to care for him. On the other hand, to throw him out. So, I don't know.
What do we, as a society, and each one from himself, can add in order to strengthen the Arvut between us? What can we as a society, and each one of us from himself, add in order to strengthen the Arvut between us?
What can we add? Only one thing. To understand that without Arvut, we don't exist. We just don't exist. Because Arvut is a law of existence, and without that law, We don't exist. The environment is the environment of our existence.
We constantly have to aspire for Elvut, and always they'll show us the opposite, that we're not in Elvut, and we have to add more prayer for the friends that will all be in Elvut. Simple. Just constantly increase the prayer. That's the best thing for the friends.
Like we're playing now in the workshop, when we're trying to include ourselves, we're trying to form a new field that's not me, it's between us. And this workshop needs to live all the time. It lives in us. And this is the degree of Arvut.
Arvut is a law. We have to implement it. And implementing it, we can do only between friends. Without annulment, it won't work. Annulling before friends and before the teacher. If we want to advance and go as a team, as a group, as a ten, we have to annul towards love. Without that, we can't feel what Elvut is. We'll never succeed in drawing the light and not advance anywhere.
Annulment is best expressed when I act out, when I act towards the friends, when I'm responsible for them, and I am responsible for them, I am a guarantor to them, I need to show them that. I need to show them how important they are to me, how the goal is important. And there's no limit to how much you can add. And there's always great laziness. And
let's go to a song, and afterwards we'll hear from the groups how we strengthen the Elvut. So all the groups, prepare your exclamation marks. We'll go to the song and then hear the groups, how we strengthen the Elvut between us. So all groups, please prepare your exclamation marks.
נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני את חיי נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים בזכה קוצים גדול קורא אני וקור תפילת הלב אל הנאור עד ינוסו הצלים מבין הפילים ישחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות תובילו אל ים האהבה את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים מבקש אני אל חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים אגיד ענה לי איפה הם רואים אגיד ענה לי איפה הם רואים את החי אני מבקש אגיד ענה לי איפה הם רואים אגיד ענה לי איפה הם רואים את החי מבקש את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים.
אנחנו רוצים לראות את כל הקבוצות עם הסימני קריאה ש...
Come on, all the groups with the exclamation points, marks. Let's see, Chicago.
We didn't even make the exclamation mark. It's a... we think that we have to see the whole group, the whole friends, everyone is corrected. They're all in perfect arvut. It's only us that needs to be corrected. We have to give our life, our soul to making them happy, to filling their hearts. That's our goal, to be in arvut together. L'chaim chaverim.
Toronto.
Toronto.
We want to feel the care. We want to feel the love. We want to feel the inspiration of the whole world Kli. We want to feel that we're being hugged from all around, that everyone is around us, and that we're nothing. We're in everyone. That we can't ever leave. We can't leave this place because around us, all the love is just holding us all close to each other until the final correction. L'chaim.
Novosibirsk.
Я отвечаю на вопрос, что мы добавим.
Answer the question: what can we add as a ten, right, to this arvut? So the fact that each one prays for the friends, and then the ten prays together for that same connection in which we are all in. That's how all of this space is revealed between us. It's all filled with the friends who are praying and praying more and more for this connection.
Yeah, the connection between us, it's this connection through our avut, through the whole world Kli, to connect this connection and strengthen it more and more above every state that's revealed. L'chaim.
We
want to invite groups from the Israeli Kli. Haifa.
Dear friends, it's a great excitement that the friends speak of avut. You start feeling in all your bones where you are. This is what they're saying. This is what they want, the avut, the connection, to invest in one another. I was just really inspired. I don't know, I'm in a very uplifted feeling. I want the scrutiny to just go and strengthen, and the avut to really burn in us. And the friends are just giants. Thank you, friends. L'chaim.
Dnepr.
Хаврим, ну мы прошли от такие
особые уроки, и we've been through very special lessons.
Мы только слышали об этом, но мы внутри себя тоже это.
We went through a kind of extermination. And it seems like our mood and the mood of the group and the Rav, and we scrutinized this Aravut concept and understood the importance of our interdependence and how this Aravut depends on me, on what we're creating together. So in short, a huge L'chaim, only forward and only together.
Sochi. Сочи.
Творца, и что мы с вами. И можем пообещать вам, что мы будем...
We are with you. We can promise you that we are going to ask the Creator to give us even more love. Such a huge heart that we'll be able to include all of you inside and be an avut to each one of you, hugging you in a warm hug.
Yesterday we spoke and I was very, very sharp, severe, very concise and very lethal. Okay, in short, that doesn't mean anything on what we really need to do. We take care of every friend, regardless of how they were or weren't a friend in the path. We hold everyone, and we lead to correction. Okay? That's it. Dudi wants to run away. We don't let him. We hold him forcefully and give him 10 blows for him to stay with us. He doesn't want to stay? We'll give him 20 blows. In short, we need to bring to nice, good correction to keep everything intact and growing. Okay? So treat all these things correctly. And then the result will be good.
Okay, friends, let's come back to sit all together. Come back to one big circle, all of us together. Dear friends, what a privilege we have. Eyal even let me, he said I can cry. He says, there we have tissues here. He gave me permission. But really, I don't know why, but suddenly I feel that it's easy to speak. It's convenient. It's fun. I'm full of confidence. I'm full of happiness. We really did get huge gifts. Lately, we feel it so much. It's technology suddenly is breaking. It's just folding. Suddenly, we're doing such congresses virtual, and everything's okay, and everybody's participating, and all the groups, and everybody's speaking. Every man can just sit and feel that. That's it. He's a love student. That's it. Here he is. So, what actions we're going through together? Yeshivot Chaverim, morning lessons, all kinds of actions. What a privilege. Giant groups, giant friends, going through obstacles that, and overcoming so nicely. True friends, soldiers of the light. I'm asking myself, so who am I? That's what Rav was speaking about, the radio, the TV, how we're aiming ourselves. We're starting to hear, we're starting to listen. What a nice place, what a huge giant. That we were rewarded in this. I know that everything I speak, everything I am, it's a result of my friends. Moscow group, Pita, Rishon, Eilat, Sochi, each and every one. I'm here for 15 years and I feel that somebody just took me on his hands. somebody just took me in for 15 years, just this blessed place, this giant, huge place. What a place. So what I'm left with is just to think how I can give back. I want to give back so much, friends. You gave me such a place, such greatness, greatness of a group, greatness of the love, greatness of the Kabbalists, greatness of the friends. You gave it to me as a gift. You just, here, take it. Through you. I got it through you, not through the Creator. It's all through you. I'm just thanking you for this, and I want to give back. I want to give back. I'm just dying to give it back to you. I want to be like you. I want to be great and huge like you, but not in a to receive, but the way you were, are searching and searching out a give and took me on your hands, that's how I want to be from tomorrow morning. I'm coming, I'm sitting next to you. I'm sitting next to you in the morning lesson. I'm sitting next to you in the Yeshivot Chaverim. I'm coming to every action. No way I'm not. Nothing won't move me. Nothing will move me. I feel your hands. 15 years, and I'm sure it's going to keep going. And I just want you to feel my hands too. That it'll be like a net, a web. TV, radio, constantly. L'chaim.
אנחנו רוצים לעבור לחברים בוערים שרוצים
to move on to great friends that want to share with us their gratitude for this very special time. Kiev.
Дорогие товарищи.
Dear friends. There's a special feeling. We just went through an amazing webinar with Rav about the correct request. And here we're learning how to create it in a group of friends in the world Kli. How we create the Avu together, how we work in it, how we build that Rosh of Adam Rishon in the world Kli. And it's something that, it's an amazing sensation, it's amazing gratitude to the Creator, from the Rav, from our amazing group, all the great friends. There is no way to appreciate the greatness of our friends. They're building a new world, the efforts in overcoming, above all problems, above all obstacles the Creator is putting before us. And we are winning together. We're overcoming these obstacles because we're together, because there's a avud between us. There's an amazing feeling of gratitude. L'chaim.
New York.
the net that Peter just presented to us, the feelings that the friends have, the incredible strength that we give each other to create this net. Each one weaves a thread and it becomes unbreakable. And it's this net that can carry us forward through all the states, through everything that the Creator has given us. It's this net that becomes the Arvut, where not a single friend can fall through. And we're all become this cocoon, a Kli, where His light can be revealed. And we all provide, we all add to it. That's the only way. The only way we're going to be a Kli is if each thread adds to the next, and together we become a true cocoon where spiritual life will be born. This is the only thing we can give to each other. It's the only thing we must give to each other in order to reveal His greatness. L'chaim.
Following what the friend said, I really felt that Peter is taking us from this place to a sea of love, a true feeling that all the friends are wrapping us. These were friends that uplifted my feeling, my spirit, and I would like to add joy to this, if we will know how to come every morning, like Peter said, he will come. Why is he coming? To serve the Creator, to give contentment to the Creator, and with who? With the friends that he put by his side. In that case, there is nothing that can stop us, nothing that can stop the Creator from saying, my sons have defeated me. So the Chaim friends, only together we will succeed.
Monterrey.
Sí, amigos, es lo que necesitamos.
Yeah, friends, it's exactly what we need. We need a deficiency, a very strong desire to connect. And that's what we're working in every day. And what we feel is we feel all the friends, all the world kli, all the groups. It's a huge, great feeling that we depend on one another and that we must be concerned for each and every one of the friends, that they will be connected, that we'll be together in the same desire, in the same thought. And gradually, we're building a huge desire, a huge kli for the Creator to be revealed in this state called Arvut, that in the end will take us to a new state. We feel it. It's our work. It's each and every one of our work to include ourselves in each one as one body, as one man. L'chaim, friends.
Вот сидишь так иногда и думаешь, что
you sit sometimes and think, where are your friends? What level are they on? Maybe you think they're more or less where you are, but really it's not like that at all. In the workshop now, we were able to pull out this laser, this X-ray machine. We were able to peek into the friends' hearts, and there we saw that they are all already there. They're all already connected to one another. Just like Peter said, that for 15 years, the group, the friends, they're leading him, they're holding him for 15 years. That's how we all are for thousands of years, for tens of thousands of years. Humanity is being pulled with their hearts to this very moment, to this very gathering where we make this covenant, this agreement, and we don't let go.
It's a special time, friends. The time is 8:39 in Israel. It's a bit less. It's 7:40. We're already dragging our Shivat Chaverim 10 minutes extra, but for some reason the friends in Petach Tikva decided to make it a longer action. I guess because something is really happening between us now. You have an opportunity to see so many friends in Moscow. The part of my time, I've never seen such a crowd only in congresses. And we have more things to do. We have more actions. We're only in the beginning of our path. Friends, there's huge gratitude to the Creator for this. This opportunity to feel you. The opportunity to suffer and see mercy in it and love of the Creator. Because we are truly one united creature, one united soul. We're the world Kli. And in this connection between us, we are giving joy to the Creator, L'chaim.
Dear friends, I have a lot on my heart recently after the Shabbat, and I want to now say from this gathering of friends that we had now, we're very, very grateful and happy for the opportunity we have. I'm sitting in the lessons recently, and I'm listening, and I'm suddenly hearing friends, and I feel that the group is on fire in great happiness and joy, and I feel that every such awakening, positive, negative, it doesn't matter, every such awakening for the group, I hear an awakening. I hear friends that are excited. I hear friends that are participating, friends that I don't usually hear. I suddenly hear the Aravut article being read and how friends were getting new discernments, listening to the article differently, listening to Rav differently, suddenly questions that seemed clear, suddenly we are asking about that. I feel the group is on fire, the group is in great excitement, and I feel what we've been through is something huge, and all we need to do now is move forward and run. And I feel that we're scrutinizing the state of Aravut. It's not the concept of Aravut, it's a state. We're now living the state of Aravut. We're now living all the friends that are with us together in the society. We're not letting go of everyone. We're a special society that's galloping forward. And this is building the spiritual environment. We need to be happy. We need to glorify the Creator, the Rav, who's playing with us. And there is not much more to add. And I think the friend that's worthy of Aravut is a friend that he thinks that he's drilling the hole, and he's always afraid that he's the one that's drilling the hole, and that friend is definitely in Aravut, and I'm not. So we have a great privilege, an amazing, amazing time we have now, L'chaim to our great society. L'chaim Bnei Baruch!
Laila la 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 la
Hi, Benny Baruch.
Hi.